Hello, it's Angel. I wanted to talk about feeling secure and safe. I can only talk about the way I feel secure and safe. I guess I've been feeling extra vulnerable lately, or just, I guess, really insecure. And I mean, I guess we all go through those feelings of insecurity. And I try really hard to be a confident person. And a positive person, and I try to correct myself immediately when a negative or a feeling comes on, or if I'm putting myself down, or if I'm being uncertain about, there's someone you care about, and you're like, oh, they don't really like me, or they don't really. Why would they like me? Or something like that. Whenever those thoughts come into my head, I try instantly to push them away and be positive about everything. And I've found the last week or so, I've kind of been letting the negative sit. Do you ever do that? Do you ever kind of just let it? You're like, oh, what's the point of correcting myself? Or what's the point of being positive? And not to like a depressing level or anything like that, but just, I don't know. But I was like, this needs to stop. I don't like that. So, because I like being positive. I like truly believing, the best possible outcome is going to happen. And a lot of people think I'm so naive because of that, but I mean, there's always hope, always. I found this. I collect quotes whenever I see them or hear them or something. I write them down. I have this, like, really big hardcover journal that I just keep at my desk, and whenever something really, really sets in, I write it down. I don't have an author for this quote. I'm not sure where it came from, but it's, protect her, guide her, respect her, help her grow. Sorry. Care for her, cherish her, and lead her. Be the man she needs, and she will be the woman you want. And I like that one. The other one I was going to share, which was the original one I was going to share, I just started reading that one because I don't know, clearly not. Had this planned out as well as I normally do. But it's, she did not need much, wanted very little, a kind word, sincerity, fresh air, clean water, a garden, kisses, books to read, sheltering arms, a cozy bed, and to love and be loved in return. And that by Stara Neely Blade, and that's exactly what I need. I mean, word for word, exactly what I need to feel safe and secure. I mean, I can obviously go without certain things because I am right now, but I just like the thoughts. Do you ever think, you're like, I have so much love in me. I have so much, I guess just love. I'm sure other people can call it other things, but it's just like, I have so much. I just want to give it to someone. Just somebody, please take it. I mean, it's good. I promise. It's top shelf love. Just because I want to give it to somebody. Well, not just anybody, obviously, but, I don't know, so, I don't feel bad for not having someone that loves me. I mean, I'm sure tons of people love me, but, you know, that passionate love, and I'm not insecure about that fact that I don't have that person, but I feel like if I had a person, like the right person, would make some of my daily insecurities just be non-existent. And not because I don't feel like I'm not worthy of love, or I can't take care of myself or anything like that. I just feel like you would have someone else to look out for. And I don't know if you've ever had this, but it seems like when you have someone else to look out for, your worries kind of, like, the little things just they disappear. Like, you just forget about them because there's something more important than yourself. And I'm like, life would be easier if I had someone else too. Life wouldn't be easy. I don't mean that, because, I mean, obviously relationships are challenging. But it would be less to worry about, but more to worry about, but not so internalized, I guess, because it's not all, you're just not focused on yourself. I think being a girl, because I am, in case there was any question of that, I'm a girl, and being raised, I'm very girly. I'm very much a girly girl. I am not tough whatsoever. I'm not, and not that that makes a girl bad for being tough. I'm just saying my own personal, I'm not someone that's going to ever stand up for herself or anything like that. And, it's just cause I just don't like conflict. I just stay far, far away from it. But, you know, I was raised that, you know, not that my parents raised me to be a frail little delicate flower or anything like that. Not, absolutely not. But there, you know, there's certain things that girls are supposed to be. And I think even though I'm an adult and I've grown out of so much of that, there's certain things that it was kind of still stuck, like, you know, to be that, you know, to be that helpless little damsel in distress. And I know people put down the Disney movies because of the princesses being rescued and da 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 da. And I've never looked at a princess movie. I've never looked at a Disney movie and thought that. I mean, of course, I want my Prince Charming, but I don't need to be rescued. But I think maybe a few of those old school ways of thought have, like, from, like, you know, what am I trying to say? Sorry, guys, I'm a little out of it. I guess, I guess part of me is okay with the thought of being rescued, I guess. And I hate admitting that. Ugh. And I've said it before, and the best way I can put it is, you know, yes, I would love to be rescued. And I have nothing to be rescued from. I own my own home. I have a successful job. I'm okay. I'm okay right now. But that doesn't mean that I don't want someone to, like, emotionally rescue me and love me and, you know, sweep me off my feet. And I want to do that to someone as well. I want to rescue someone from, you know, their loneliness, from their, you know, their cravings and desires to be loved. I want to take that on and be that person for them. And make their insecurities go away. I want to make someone else feel safe. And I like that thought. I really do. It's a newer thought I've been having. It's just, I really just want to, you know, I really just want to be, you know, there's that saying, it's not, home isn't a place, it's like a person, or it's, you know, it's that, and I want to be, like, I like that thought, I want to be home to somebody, I want when someone hears my voice, or sees me, or hugs me, or kisses me, or is with me, that's, you know, that's their safe place, and I don't know if I'm making any sense right now. But we're gonna continue on. I'm just gonna keep going. It's pillow talk. I'm allowed to ramble, right? Here's another quote I like. Oh, the comfort. The inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person. Having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but to pour them all out, just as they are, chaff and grain together, knowing that a faithful hand will take and sift them, keep what is worth keeping, and then, with a breath of kindness, blow the rest away. It's George Eliot. And I like that. I like, you know, that connection you have with someone that even when you say something stupid or something terrible or something bad, and anyone else in the world would judge you or not talk to you, or, you know, there's just a few people out there that are just like, okay, I know she doesn't normally talk like that. I know she's upset. I know, you know, for whatever reason she said that, I'm sure she didn't mean it. I'm just going to graze over it and pretend like she never said it, and I don't want to make it feel awkward for her. Do you have people like that? I love that, because I talk a lot, and so on occasion I say stupid shit. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, have heard me say, Lord knows what I've said in the past, but yeah, I like that, the thought of, and with a breath of kindness, just blow the rest away, because there's always those people that are going to point out the stupid shit you say. I mean, I'm that person sometimes. Sometimes I can't help myself, but I would never do it out of a place of meanness. I would just do it jokingly, but sometimes you say something comes out of your mouth, and you're so embarrassed, and you're like, please don't say anything about that. You know, and then they don't, and you're like, this is why I love you, this is why you're a person in my life, because that's, you know, just, and I think that makes you feel more safe with that person. It makes you feel like, I can tell them all my worries, even if my worries are little and don't matter to anyone else in the world, even if my worries are are the same worries I've had for years and years and years, and they're never going to change, but they're still mine, and I still need to get them out sometimes. It makes you feel comfortable and safe to let them out to someone who you know is not going to make you feel bad about it. What else? I don't know what else. I've just been lately feeling so vulnerable and so insecure, and I'm not sure why. Do you ever have a feeling and you're just like, what is making this happen? I think maybe a little bit of it is it's getting colder. It's like winter is coming. Sorry, I had to. Winter is coming, and it's just, I think just a yucky time. I don't know. Anyway, so I found one more quote in my book of quotes that I collect, and I don't have an author for this one either. And I did like Google search it, because sometimes if I forget to post an author of something, people are like, oh, it's by this person. I did do a Google search of this and came up with nothing. I don't know. And sometimes I like read something and I'm like, oh my God, who wrote that? And then I realize I wrote it. I'm positive that I didn't write this. This is nothing like anything I would ever write. Anyway, so it's deep in the dream. You found me, draped in shadow with midnight in my hair. And when you spoke, the stars got to hear. And when you kissed, the moon got to taste. And when you touched, the ocean got to feel. Now breathe out, so I may breathe in every wonder of you. And it's things like that, thoughts like that, the thought of being amazed by a person, it just makes me feel so secure, because it makes me think that, you know, there's a possibility that out there, someone that I feel amazed by, feel comforted by, you know, could be mine someday. I could be theirs, and they could, and that's just such a cool thought. So, I don't know, that's what makes me feel secure. And it's like my happy thought to go to sleep at night with. So, anyways, I don't know. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're wonderful and great, and I love you all, like you all know. So I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye.